Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I really meant I was sorry for ever causing you pain. You showed your appreciation by walking out anyway.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. That's a little Stevie Ray Vaughan bringing us back, the late great Stevie Ray Vaughan, a little Texas blues there. In honor of our new friend from Texas, Chuck Hood. Charles Hood is the name on the book, Walmart's Economics Always, the Greed Behind the Smiley Face. And Chuck is our new friend, as I say. And he was telling us in the previous segment, folks, about his experience in dealing with Walmart and his how once they got into the relationship, Walmart took the opportunity to continue to squeeze his company and wind up in a lawsuit, et cetera, et cetera. And this is a story that's been told many times, Chuck. I know you've heard other people talk about this. But one of the things, there's another side to Walmart that I want to talk about, another controversial side. And that is that a lot of people don't like Walmart to come to town because they think they're going to put small businesses out of business. And they very well may do that. Now, here's where I'm a little bit different, Chuck. I believe that if you're a small business and you let Walmart put you out of business, then you don't really know why you should exist. What do you think?
Well, one of the ways they obtain leverage, as I mentioned earlier, back in the 80s, over 50% of their products were imported.
Right.
And according to ABC News, today over 92% of their products are imported, and most of which are from China. And they ignore the human rights issues, if you will, and consequently buy it for far less. Well, the individual, the small business guy, won't have that benefit. He can't buy in the volume that they do.
The point, though, there are two things there in what you just said, Chuck. Number one, is if a company can provide a product in a global economy at a lower price, then more power to them. That's good for the quality of life of the purchaser. So I don't have a problem with that because I'm a free trade guy. But on the other side, if you have to get into a price war with Walmart, you're not going to make it anyway. Chuck, the price war is over and small business lost. If you can't convince your customers, if you're a small business, you don't need to be going after the phone book. Walmart's customer list is their prospect list is the phone book. If you're a small business, your customer list, your prospect list is a small group of people who only want what you deliver, and that's more than just the product and price. What do you think?
There's plenty of opportunity in the niche markets, and that's what you're referring to.
In a way,
Pardon me?
I don't disagree with that.
But I think the key word in the equation is quality. How much quality are they getting for the cheaper price?
Right.
And as long as the quality is there, no, I don't think anyone would quibble. The quality has gone away in so many of the products they market.
Well, and when that happens, the customers will vote with their feet, and they'll go somewhere else. But the point is, that's what small business owners have to do. If you own a tire store, Chuck, and a small business tire store, you can't sell. Walmart can sell tires cheaper than you can buy them for.
Right.
But yet small tire stores abound because I don't want Walmart looking after the tires that my family rides on. I want my friend Jim, who owns the company, looking after my tires that my family rides on. I'll pay Jim an extra $75 a set of tires just to have that peace of mind. And Jim has convinced me of that. And that's what small business owners have to do. What do you think?
I couldn't agree more. But by the same token, a lot of people just look at Walmart and say, oh, it's the cheapest price.
Right.
I've got to go there. Yet they don't think deep enough to say, hey, these are the same guys that are the reason behind why I lost my job.
One of the things, Jim, Chuck, that I've said is that the small business owners who really know why they are in business and they really understand the value proposition that they bring to customers should thank Walmart for coming to town And the reason is it keeps the people who are never going to do business with them anyway, because they only shop for price, it keeps those people out of your store from wasting your time.
That's a valid point. No question about it.
Yeah. But still. Go ahead.
No, it's just, it comes, quality is so relevant.
Mm-hmm.
And what you get for what you pay for.
Right.
And yet Walmart has drummed it into everybody's heads at the lowest possible price, always, if you will, and people believe it. They don't stop to think about, you know, maybe the quality isn't there.
There is one sector of the marketplace that I think has taken an extra hit it's pretty difficult to compete against, and that is the local grocery stores and the local drug stores, the local pharmacies. Those two sectors really are defenseless against people wanting to go to Walmart and buy all their groceries there. That is troubling to me.
Well, you know, here's another thing that most people don't realize, and that is that every Walmart store, they price their goods according to demographics, the location, where they are.
Right.
And consequently, even with the calculators, we couldn't put a price on the ad because it was different in every store,
mm-hmm.
which tells you they're very bright people.
Oh, yeah. No, they've got their systems wired. Hey, Chuck, would you give us your website, please?
Walmarts with an S hyphen egonomics.com.
Walmarts hyphen egonomics, egonomics.com.
Egonomics.
Yeah. Chuck Hood, Charles Hood is the author. Chuck, come back again real soon.
Well, thank you, sir.
Thanks for being here. Quick break, 29 after. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.